Hello, hi there. Welcome to the December edition of the Fox Watch podcast narration. So if you've been following this far, you will probably realise, if you have been listening to each month's narration, I'm sorry that this one is a little bit late. I've left it right until the middle of the month. So I do apologise about that. Basically, there is a reason for this. Is that if you are keeping up with Fox Watching, if you are a Fox Watcher, I would like you to is to make you go out, experience things for yourself, what it's like to go out there and watch foxes in the wild, difficulties of it, and the different things that you didn't know about. And when you actually come to listen to it, you will probably pick up a lot more of what I'm saying, because you would have already gone out there and experienced it for that particular month. Well, so we're in December, and we are entering the peak of the courtship season. Excellent. Things are really starting to hot up for foxes now, really a lot. You probably noticed that they're not particularly that interested in food as well, as they're becoming very interested in each other. You will probably also notice any dog foxes that you do see them, that their testes are now starting to swell quite prominently, and this will be most noticeable during January. Now, as I'm speaking to this, the date today is Monday, December 17th. So, if you're going out and about at night, your fox watching is going to vary, obviously, I've said this loads of times before, from area to area, and whether you're living in a rural area or an urban area, it doesn't make much difference what type of behaviour you're going to see, probably. I must stress that watching foxes in a very urban area where their densities are very high are going to be, it's going to be a whole lot easier for you, for people who are living in more, probably more remote areas, rural countryside perhaps, where foxes may have very large territories and they're also hunted a lot and persecuted a lot more. So you're probably going to have a few more difficulties there. But it's not generally necessarily 100% the case, but generally, I mean, more likely than not, that is the case. So, you will probably, if you're walking the streets very late at night after midnight, right now, as I speak, you're probably not going to see a lot of foxes. Perhaps the odd one or two crossing your path. And you may not see that much action just yet. They do tend to go a little bit secretive at a certain time of the courtship year. They tend to almost disappear. Dog foxes are trespassing into other territories, trying to mate with other females, and of course vixens also can be quite promiscuous, and moving sort of out of the way, their usual paths that they stick to. It's almost like their territories become larger for a while, and so it's more kind of difficult to come across them. And I mean, that could be one explanation. It's almost like they go and meet somewhere, some secret meeting place, and disappear for a while during the courtship season, when all foxes are becoming members of the opposite sex, becoming very interested in each other. You're most probably likely to see any forms of mating, and you're more likely to hear the most vocalisation when January arrives, and more fox action, perhaps foxes fighting, dog foxes fighting, dog foxes following vixens. But you're also, you can try and go out in the daytime. If the weather is lovely and sunny, if it's a frosty morning, go out during the day, and you probably like to see foxes starting to become active during the daytime right now. As we come into January, the daytime activity will, of course, increase, and you'll be able to see a lot of foxes during the daytime, but I will explain why and how and when and everything when in the January podcast. But you should be able to see perhaps the odd bit of daytime activity right now, foxes crossing a field or something like that, perhaps a dog fox, if you're lucky, following a vixen. But at the moment, they are going through a pretty elusive period. But you will start to hear their vocalizations at night right now. And I always promised you that I'm going to play you some vocalization. I've got a little bit here for you, for the kind of thing you should hear at this time of year. And I will also get some more done for you later on during the further podcasts of fox noises that you would hear at different times of year. So the first noise you're going to hear, which you should be hearing right now, as darkness falls, or some, you know, as midnight approaches, is of foxes, basically noises that you hear during the courtship of foxes, perhaps a dog fox entering hostile territory where it's not supposed to be, or most probably, from what I can make out with this, it's a vixen is not actually ready to mate, and there are other dog foxes coming around her trying to mate with her, and she's trying to ward them off and things like that. Basically, it's just confrontational. It's a bit of a confrontational noise, I think, where perhaps foxes are meeting up from different territories, as I said, strangers. And another type of noise you'd hear is a bark, triple bark, which is one of my favourite noises, and it can be produced by foxes from a very young age. So I've got a very little bit of it here. It's called a triple bark. It often usually goes on a lot longer than this, and if you're standing still, sometimes you can hear it very loud and very close as foxes approach closely to you for where you're standing in the dark. So just have a little listen to this. And that was just a short triple bark noise there. That was a dog fox moving along an urban street there. So I think it's mostly the dog foxes that you would hear actually making that noise. What it actually means is the communication of that noise. I'm very sort of pretty unclear about it. I think a lot of people do have a good idea of what that noise is, what the foxes are trying to say, but I'm pretty unsure myself. Whether it's to ward off other dog foxes, or whether it's just to keep in contact with the vixens that they're paired up with, whether it's both of those things, whether it's just basically because foxes feel very sociable and they just want to let them know, other foxes know they're around, or that they're ready for breeding, and if any vixens are looking for them, looking for a dog fox, perhaps. I mean, it's difficult to interpret unless you're actually spend many, many hours and a long time actually watching foxes making that noise and the reactions of other foxes to it. So I hope you've enjoyed this month's podcast so far. Once again, I do apologise for its lateness. And I do hope there are some fox watchers out there actually listening to this, and just if you do have any comments about it, if you think it's of any help, if you think you've learned from it, please drop me an email and let me know, or drop me an email and ask and let me know anything you want to about foxes at all. Okay, thank you very much again for listening, and have a good fox watch this month, and I'll speak to you again in January. All the best from me. Bye-bye.